Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, June 28th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that the Biden administration is considering new restrictions on exports of AI chips to China, as concerns rise over the power of the technology in the hands of US rivals. That is according to people familiar with the situation, who say the Commerce Department could move as soon as early next month to stop shipments of chips made by NVIDIA and other chipmakers to customers in China and other countries of concern without first obtaining a license. The move could further crimp China's ability to build its AI capabilities after restrictions last year that cut off the most advanced AI chips made by NVIDIA and AMD. The Commerce Department didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, while NVIDIA declined to comment and AMD didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Natural gas is starting this summer at less than half the price it was a year ago. This is good news for American households, as it should mean lower electricity bills when many are cranking up the air conditioning. And makers of chemicals, cat litter, fertilizer, paper, wallboard, and steel have told investors over the past few weeks that lower gas bills are easing cost pressures and bolstering profit margins. Despite a 22% rally this month, prices are not expected to surge this summer like they did in 2022, when energy markets were shocked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And crypto company FTX is moving ahead with efforts to revive its flagship international cryptocurrency exchange. This comes as new managers shed light on how, as they say, nearly $9 billion in customer funds were stolen before the company's collapse last year. According to people familiar with the discussions, the failed crypto company has been holding early talks with investors about backing a potential restart of the FTX.com exchange through structures including a joint venture. FTX is trying to come up with a reorganization plan that keeps its flagship exchange alive in the hopes that will be a better outcome for its millions of customers than closing down. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares were up in early trading. US stock futures edged lower. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.